Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you an international Bible teacher of teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Stand.
present to you that international Bible teacher of teachers, Seer Israel of Seed-Well. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, we live right now at the top part of the Passover, remembering the day that Yahuwah the Son, throughout Yahuwah the Father, brought the 12 tribes of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, let this day be a memorial to all the 12 tribes of Israel. So we live right now in Camp 1, and all the doors open in Camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And we're going to begin the top part of the Passover. So we ask you all to be ready to tune in and be big ears and learn what you need to learn, what this Passover is all about. We just got done starting off our Sabbath day. The bottom part of the Sabbath day, as we head into the high feast day, the bottom part of the Passover, and we're going to let the elder and take lead on this, and we say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Who went up with a prayer? Observing the Passover. You want to open up with a prayer? Anybody here?
Yahweh Israel, the Father, the Most High, that's up in heaven, sitting on the throne. Father, I pray that you make supplication of the prayer that I'm praying. But Father, I know not how to pray, nor do I know what to pray for. Father, I pray that you would teach me how to pray, what I ought to pray for, and what I need to pray for. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for right now. Father, I thank you for awakening me, allowing me to make it through the day up into the presence now, Father. Thank you for right now, Father. I thank you, Father, for I can do nothing without you. Father, thank you for coming down and paying the price for our sin, that we will have a right to the tree of life. Father, your will is done. Your will is done, for in 6 days you made the heaven and earth, and on the seventh day you rested from all your labor which you created and made. And Father, I thank you. But Father, without you, I can do nothing. Father, I need you in my life, Father. I need you to guide me, lead me, to teach me and keep me and help me, Father. But Father, I can do nothing without you. Father, I pray for Israel. Father, I pray for Israel. Father, Israel needs you, Father. And so many out there don't know that they are Israel. They don't know who they are, Father. Father, your will is done. Your will is done. Father, I pray for Israel that you will help them, Father. Your will is done, Father. Father, I pray that you will keep us, lead us, and teach us and be with us, Father. Father, just be to us what we need you to be for us, Father. Father, just help us. But truly, we need you in our lives, Father. Father, I pray for Father, in your name, Father, in your name, Father, your will is done, Father, your will is done. Father, I pray for the destruction of Israel's enemy. Father, I pray for the destruction of our enemy in your name, Father. And just thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us here safely, Father. Father, your will is done. Father, I pray that you would take us back home safely, Father. Father, just be to us what we need you to be for us. Keep us, Father. Teach us and help us and be with us, Father. And your will is done. In the name of Yahweh Israel, the Son, to Yahweh Israel, the Father, your will is done. Thank you. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Not you that speak, but the righteous spirit.
The
Now use that seat for the right spirit. All right. Let's see let's identify who this righteous spirit is real quick. Go to the book of Daniel real quick. Go to the book of Daniel. Go to the book of Daniel real quick. Go to the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel chapter 8. Make that before you read chapter 8. Give me Daniel chapter 9. Pick it up at verse 20. Daniel chapter 9, verse 20. Yeah, Daniel chapter 9. Matter of fact, we're going to get right to the matter. Give me, pick up at verse 21. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Yeah, Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Go ahead, Mother Z.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening operation.
Nothing about the time of the evening, our blessing. And what time of the evening sets in? At the time of the evening. Do we look on our watch or how we can tell this is the time of the evening? You gotta get a verse. Yeah, we gotta read it. We gotta read it. All right, let me get warmed up here real quick. The time of the evening of salvation. All right, give me the book of Mark real quick. New book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 32. Book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 32.
Mark, chapter 1, verse 32. And at evening, when the sun was set.
That's it. At evening, when the sun is set. That's how we tell this when it is the evening. Evening is now, when the sun is set. All right, let's go into the heavenly tablets real quick. See what that was pulled from. It's the precepts real quick. That was Mark chapter 1, verse 32. We just got to read. About the son did that. Yeah, I was coming from Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. This thing about it, I would tell it's the evening. Alright, let's go to, real quick, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. Verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6.
Deuteronomy
chapter 16, verse 6. But as the place which the Yahweh shall do.
Verse 6.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 6. But at the place which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at evening, as the going down of the sun, as the season that thou
That's how we can tell time right there. The evening. The going down to the sun. Going down to the sun. All right. So this is a very important day. Real quick. All right, let's go to the book of Exodus real quick. Go on to the book of Exodus. Make that Exodus chapter. Yeah, 12. The book of Exodus, chapter 12. Book of Exodus, chapter 12. All right, pick it up at verse 1. The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1.
That's right.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1, Sister Dina, then Prince Israel, to you, Roy. Hallelujah,
Roy. Hallelujah, Roy. Bring it on
now, Brother Titus. Bring it on now. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Let's put a name on this month real quick. Hold what you got in the Exodus chapter 13. Let's put a name on who this month is. The month is the any month, but let's put a name on what month this is he's talking about. In the Exodus 13, verse 4.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 13.
That's right.
Verse 4. This day came you out of in the month of Abib.
This is the month they built with the world called April. And it's a Gregorian calendar. Well, he gave the month Abib. Abib with the world called April. All right. Okay, we're coming back. We got Exodus chapter 12. Well, this will be the first month of the year to you. Not January. All right. Verse 3. Exodus chapter 12, verse 3.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
We got to take up a lamb, but we don't right now. In this case right here, so we know that thing is jacked up, a lamb, because we can't nobody feel that. So we know that they got their hands on that as well.
Hallelujah, that's a lamb. Let's bring that out. Let's bring that out, mother,
mother
to put it on the table. So, who's the lamb today?
Hallelujah,
what? Let's go pull that out. What was Corinthians or Romans? Let me see. Find out what's this lamb that he's referring to today that we can read about this lamb. Let's go pull this out. We got that. We're going to bring the John in. You want to point our sister did. But it was something that was said, reiterating it, something out of the mouth of Paul. He said something about this lamb. And I want to make sure we can pull it on out in the book of 1 Corinthians, Ella, chapter 11.
1 Corinthians 1 and 5,
was that? I'd say both, but 11.
Talk about the Passover.
Hallelujah. Well, is it 5, 11?
5, 7, and 8.
5, 7, and 8?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's bring that out.
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. As you are unleavened, for even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, the sacrifice for us.
Let's go. Read verse number 8. We just get warmed up now. I'm ready to go now. Let's go.
Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now, there's something I want to point out to that, but I'm going to come back to that a little later on because, you know, it's a problem that he just said. What did he tell you to do? We know the Passover is to Yahweh the Son now, right?
Right.
And, but he did say something because you got these the Christian communities and all these different sects that's out here now that says it's nowhere in the New Testament is what they call it, tell you to keep the Passover, keep any feast. But what did Paul say again in verse number 8? How you kicked it off and said what? Verse number 8. You read me verse number 8 again.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast.
So he told you to keep the feast, and in this time, they're referring to the Passover.
Yes.
In this case, so anybody got something to say about it, they say, hey, ain't no way the New Testament told you to keep the feast or keep no Passover. They say after Yahweh the Son was hanged on the tree, they say, oh, that's over with, right? But then we come to turn out, Paul said, hey, listen here, let us keep the feast. And then he go on about it, he tell you how to keep the feast. He give you a description of it, but we're going to come back to that good old teacher. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Mother Eve, and let's go to chapter 11, pick it up at verse 23 down to verse 25. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23, chapter 11. Verse 23. Verse 23. For I have received of the Yahweh that which also I deliver unto you, that the Yahweh, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
That's right. And what kind of bread this was? Once again, let's go back and let's coming back. Wait, Mother E. Let's find out what type of bread this was that he had taken. So let's go back and read Deuteronomy chapter 16. And let's see the order of things here. And let's go see, let's pick it up at verse number, Brother Titus Israel, see, Roy, help me out real quick.
Yeah, well.
Let's go read me verse number 8. Let's get straight to the point. Yes, ma'am, 16, verse number 8. We just want to make sure what type of bread did Yahweh the Son take on at this moment. And we already know all things got a double to it, but we want to first get down to the nitty gritty of this bread he was taking up.
Go to Book of Deuteronomy chapter 16.
Yeah, give me verse number 8.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 8. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 8. 6 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
So the type of bread that he was talking about was this unleavened bread. So that means only 6 days, that means he's telling you that, hey, don't eat no leavened bread. So now it wasn't a bread, unleavened bread is bread with no yeast in it. It's leavened up and lump, and you know, it's the spiritual part of it too, but we want to make sure also we know the order things were not to put inside of your body.
That's right.
So we want to make sure first you get that part down, then we're going to talk about the good old talking about what else this leavened bread is as well. We'll come back to all that. Man, we got a whole week of doing this. We got 7 days to get this thing down packed, but we're going to first day let you know there's no eating, no leavened bread. No unleavened bread on this day. So, what do you say? Now we're coming back to you, Mother Mother Eve. Let's go back to read verse 24 now. So we know they took this bread, and this bread was unleavened bread.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24. And when he had given thanks,
say we do this every first day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And we take this and we do this every day of the week, and we supposed to have, what's the word I'm looking for? Chameleon. That's the word I'm looking for. But according to what we can read, this was pertaining to what time of the year is, may we read about what today's date, what we in today? This is pertaining to the Passover. So he's telling you every year, every Passover in remembrance of me.
You wait to pass, I'm going to change that because we're not changing this stuff.
He said do this every year in remembrance.
I'm going to take it and break it. I'm going to take it and break it. Bye. Bye. It's gone. I don't care. Gone.
Sorry about that, Mother D. I got a little distracted there. But he said, what's it? Verse 25?
Yeah.
He said he had stuff. Well,
man, this cup is big. You kept me in my body.
So this is a new covenant in my blood.
Yeah.
In my blood, what?
Okay. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
So he was telling him, now keep them in mind. Now today they go around the community for your little grape juice.
Yeah.
You know, some might do have some little wine or something. And they do it every Sunday or first Monday Sunday or every Sunday. You never know. Everybody's different.
That's right.
But we know this was pertaining to the Passover. So, but Yahweh the Son was telling them, he said, remember this of me.
Let's look at 1 Peter, Mother Gia.
First Peter chapter 1, verse 17 through 19. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, has the time of your sojourning here in fear. Verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, receiving by tradition from your father. Verse 19. But with the precious blood of Yahweh the Son, as of a lamb without blemishes and without spots.
All right, let's throw this precept in. Just add one on to about this precept about this lamb. And let's go to the book of John, Mother Z. Let's go to the book of John, and we're going to pick it up at chapter 1. Give me verse number, give me chapter 1, give me verse 29 and 36.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Chapter 1, verse 29 and 36.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 29. The next day, John saw Yahweh the Son coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, which takes away the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36. And looking upon Yahweh the Son as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Yahweh, the Lamb of Yahweh. That's right.
Yeah.
So we know that Yahweh the Son that the Lamb of Yahuwah the Father is Yahuwah the Son. But go back and read me verse number 26.
Mother
Z.
Verse
26. Yes, ma'am.
John answered them, said, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you who ye know not.
Read me that John chapter 1, verse 20, I'm sorry about that, 29. I said 26 then. Make sure it's 29. Yeah.
You want 26 and 29?
Nah, I just want 29, mother. That's on me, mother.
Verse,
I don't know why 26 is talking about. He must be something I got to deal with later on.
St. John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Yahweh's son coming unto him. And said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahuwah the Father, which taketh away the sins of the world.
That's what we want right there. That's what exactly what we want. Now, he takes away the sins of what world and who world? So we want to be specific by going into precepts in our Bible. So I'm going to throw one in before we go hit that Isaiah 45. But let me throw one in with your mother, D.F. Israel. Give me John 3:16. I just want to add something on to it so we can just make ourselves clear. Let's go to John, give me 3:16. And then we'll go from there. Then we'll tie it all in and see what world is he referring to at this particular moment.
John chapter 3, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
For Yahweh so loved the world.
That's right.
That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah. Well, so now we're dealing with it, whosoever, but right now we're going to go ahead and put this world on the table. And let's see what world he's referring to by precept in our Bible. Let's go to, Brother Titus, help me out here. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 45 and just get straight to the point. Pick it up at verse number 17.
All right, we're going to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. The book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel should be saved in Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
With an everlasting salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Ye should not be ashamed, nor confounded. World without end.
So who world is without end?
Israel
world is without him. So when mother was reading about Yahuwah the Son come to save the sins of the world, whose sins he come to save?
Israel.
When mother read John 3:16, we know the world that he's referring to was the world of Israel.
What world will come to an end?
Well, we will read it. Let's go to Ezra.
Let's find out who world gonna come to an end and who got next. How about pulling that out in Ezra 6 verse 9.
Hallelujah.
Second Ezra 6 verse 9.
Hallelujah.
So we know it ain't gonna be a world without end, but we know our world without end, but somebody else's world got to come to an end.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
Second Ezra, chapter 6, verse 9. For Esau is the end of the world.
Esau is the end of the world. So who world will come to an end?
Esau.
Esau's world.
Hallelujah, boy.
Red.
Israel.
And Israel is the beginning of his downfall.
So we got next.
Yes.
Hallelujah, boy. So once we expose this man and bring Yahweh back in the picture, then it's our time to rule forever and ever and ever.
Tie verse 55 in that, Sunday bill.
2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 55. All this have I spoken before you, O Yahweh, because you made us the world for our sake.
So this world was created and made for Israel's sake.
Israel.
You know, we know Esau the world is coming to an end. And what did he say, Mother, in the book of Acts, give me chapter 17, verse 6. What did he say in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse number 6? Because we know that this world was created for our sake and not for Esau's sake, because we know this world coming to an end.
Book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 6. And when they found him, not they drove Jason and kept
Jason and
certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, carrying these
crying from the city, crying what?
Crying these that have turned the word upside down, come hither also.
And that's what we come here to do right now. We come to turn this word that they set up for themselves upside down.
Yes.
That's our job. That's what we come to do, to make sure that we let everybody know that this world was created for Israel's sake. And our job is to turn this thing upside down.
Right.
Let's see if I can get one more win, Brother Titus. We'll get back over here on this, on his time, so I'm looking for something in the book of Isaiah.
Yahweh.
Let's see what you are. Isaiah 24. Because we know that they've done something. Our job is to make sure we get this thing turned upside down back the way it's supposed to be. Because we know in the book of Isaiah chapter 24, verse number 1, it was something that was read in Isaiah 24, verse 1, it reads, "Behold, the Yahweh maketh the earth empty, and maketh waste, and turns it upside down, and scratches abroad the inhabitants thereof." So you know, our time going to come around, but this thing going to be turned upside down. It's going to be back in order the way we want this thing to be. You know, the nations done did some defiled things. But Yahweh said he left this thing in our hands to take care of the business. So it's this real time to get on the float. So let's get back to our Passover and find out what this day is all about. Now, was somebody holding something from me? We. Nobody want to hold up from me? Okay, well, let's go back to the book of we ready to do the round now, ready?
Let me, back in that, back in this, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, would you read verse 25 again? 1 Corinthians 11, 25.
1 Corinthians chapter 11,
verse
25. After the same manner, also he took the cup.
Yeah.
When he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in the blood of my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Mm-hmm. To remember him, but when we know him, to remember him. Verse
26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Yahweh's death till he comes.
So we're supposed to be showing his what?
Yahweh's death.
Not his birth, his death.
Yahweh.
We're supposed to show his death till he comes, not his birthday.
That's right.
So now, so when remember, the young lions read exactly where we were in the fifth chapter, verse number 7 and 8, was that, was they being baited? 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. Who is this guy?
1 Corinthians chapter
5, verse 7. Who is this guy? from the mouth of God. Who is it?
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
Yeah, who is this guy?
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened.
Yeah.
For even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
So we're supposed to be doing the Passover.
Yes.
Huh? And the Passover is a what? In verse number 8.
Verse 8. Therefore let us keep the feast.
So the Passover is a feast. Let's keep the feast. Now, back up on Moses in 13, verse 10. We go through this ring. 13, verse 10. Of Exodus, 13, verse 10. 13, verse 10. Moses, Adam 23. Of the biggest. 4, 5, and 6, way number. 4, 5, and 6, way number. Exodus chapter 13, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
The days of what?
Unleavened bread.
So we know that they were keeping unleavened bread in the back of the book too.
Right.
So everybody was thinking that, oh, this thing is over with. It says it's got done reading that you gotta keep this thing from year to year. Let's go back over there to that book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. And pick it up. What month you supposed to keep this thing in? I had a precept on with Brother Titus put on the table. Sister A.B. Give me the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. Give me verse number 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 1. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So you got to observe the month of what?
Abib,
and we know that to be
Abel.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. What do you say? Continue to read the month of Abib of what?
Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahuwah your Yahuwah. For in the month of Abib, Yahuwah your Yahuwah brought you forth out of Egypt by night.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread therewith.
So 7 days. Remember earlier we were talking about you can't eat no leavened bread for 7 days, and then you go. And the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse number 3, lets you know how long the day is that you can't eat no leavened bread. Continue to read.
Even the bread of affliction, for you came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste.
Why are we not eating no leavened bread?
Because we came out of Egypt, the land of Egypt, in haste.
Right. See, when we left out the land of Egypt, we didn't have time to be talking about what to eat there. And let's make up something and put it on together.
Yes.
And let's get a whole cake and make it rise up.
Right.
Now, y'all watch that. Get up out of there. And remember this day that you, when you got up out of there, you didn't stall. I told you to leave out in what type of way?
Haste.
Bad. So, man, we got out of there real quick. There was some urgency. That's right. Continue to read. Always read verse number 4 all the way down to verse 4. She had Deuteronomy 16. She was finishing up at verse number 3. And now she get ready to drop down to 4 once she get done with 3.
That you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt.
So that means we got to remember this day. Yes. The day that we came out of Egypt.
All the days of your life. Verse 4, and there shall be no leavened bread seen with you in all your coast 7 days.
Sure.
Neither shall there anything of the flesh which you sacrifice the first day at eve. Remain all night until the morning.
Hallelujah. Wow. And what time is this going to be, again, in verse number 6? What time does they start?
Deuteronomy 16, verse 6. But at the place which Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall choose to place his name in.
What's got to be there? Yahweh's
name.
Yahweh's name got to be there. So if you were somewhere, anywhere inside of a temple, and anywhere you at, and Yahweh's name is not there, they mean you're not doing this thing according to what you can read.
Let's get a precept on that. Give me 127. You know, I'll tell you, you want what they're doing there. 127 verse 1. The Psalms, what they're doing. If they don't have the Passover, where they keep it, where his name is at, what are they doing? What are they doing on their Passover? 127 verse 1.
All right, going to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, chapter 127, verse 1. Psalms, chapter 127, verse 1 reads, until Yahweh build the house, the nation, they labor in vain that built it. Until Yahweh keep the city, the watchman, wicked, but in vain.
So what are they doing? By not having his name in the place, they have to be, they're doing it in what kind of way?
In vain.
tell them in the 7th chapter of Matthew? What are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell them in the 7th chapter of Matthew? You're going to tell them something in verse 23. We don't tell them you're lying.
Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 23.
What are you going to tell them?
The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 23. And you read. And then he will profess unto them.
What?
I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in sin.
Yeah. You gonna tell them what again?
And then he will profess unto them.
You gonna tell them what again?
I never knew you.
I never knew you. I ain't told you nothing about the Lord God and Jesus and keep no feast days on the moon.
Yeah.
Told you nothing about that. I never knew you. And I ain't told you nothing about the and that lamb y'all told you gotta have some lamb. And you then that 17, you'll pull that verse earlier at 17:20 in Leviticus. Somebody say again 17:20 about pulling that lamb. Although young lion brought out that he was the Passover lamb. But tell me in 17:20 about this lamb. Leviticus 17:20.
22:17. Yeah, what is it? 22:17. Book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 17. Book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 17. Mm-hmm. Verse 17, read.
Right.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 18, speak unto Aaron, and said to his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and said to them, whatsoever be of the family of Israel, or the strangers of Israel, they will offer his oblation for his own vows, and for all his freewill offerings, which they will offer unto Yahuwah for a burnt offering. Verse 19, you shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the beast, of the sheep, or of the goat.
So, how do you know what you get? How do you know what you getting? If you're going to have that meat, you're going to have that meat, what kind of way?
Without blemish.
Without blemish. How do you know what you get that in somebody's slaughterhouse and they refrigerator for this time last year? How do you know they kicked that thing in the rear end and brought it in there? How do you know? We you didn't go to the farm and pull out what you need. You wait till they brought it to the slaughterhouse and put it in the store and they freeze and brought it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they got that up in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he told you about exactly how to do this thing. Matthew forced you up to have you a lamb, but just don't say if you ain't have no lamb, then you ain't keeping no fast. So with lamb, if you gotta have all that stuff, you gotta have it without blemish.
Yeah, what?
Man, you know doggone well everything we got is blemish up. And we get the last and everybody's marked. That's your young line.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what?
Let's go back to that book of Deuteronomy. And let's read me that verse number 6 again, Brother Titus.
All right, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 6. Mm-hmm. But at the place which Yahweh, your Yahweh, so choose to place his name in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you sacrifice the Passover at evening.
At evening.
At the going down of the sun.
That's right. Hallelujah. Wow. Mark 1:32, Mother D.F. Israel. So this thing got to be done at evening, at the going down of the sun. You got to make sure that where you at, the name has to be there.
All right.
Let's see what he said in the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 32.
Mark chapter 1, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And at eve, when the sun did set.
So we want to make sure we know that at the evening, we give a description of what it looked like, and that's when the sun it did set.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you got to make sure when you're doing the Passover that we're doing this thing in the evening time when the sun did set. But we want to make sure we know what day it's supposed to be on. Let's get the date down pack. Looks like I pulled that out in the book of, let's go to Exodus, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's pick it up, give me verse number, verse number 6. Exodus chapter 12, verse number 6.
Phone up.
We know the beginning of our month is 8 bid. So give me, let's bring this all over here. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. Give me, we're going to read this again, verse 1, 2. And then we're going to read verse number 6. Yes, ma'am.
Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 and verse 6. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
So what's the beginning of our month? A beer. According, we just got done reading, and our brother Titus brought that out, and put it on the table in Exodus 13, verse number 4. We read Deuteronomy 16, 1. And we know the beginning of our month is a beer, which is the month of April. Now, what happened in the month of Abib, Father D.F. Israel, in verse number 6?
In verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month.
That's right.
And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Now, what's this 14th day of this same month in the month of Abib called? Let's go to the book of Leviticus, pick it up at chapter 23, Mother D.F. We're going to read verse number 5. Let's bring it on home. Let's put a name on this 14th day that we're doing of this month at evening time in the month of Abib that we killed something and we came up out of Egypt and we know it was a lamb. What happened on the chapter 23, verse number 5, Mother Eve, Leviticus 23, verse number 5. Yes, ma'am.
In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Yahweh's Passover.
So that means the 14th day at evening when the sun do go down, this is Yahweh's Passover. And we're in the beginning of our month, and you got to be in a place where he takes his name at. So we got to let it be known to the national audience that this thing has to be done on the 14th day. On the first month, the month of Abib, for Yahweh's Passover.
Year to year, same time.
And year to year, same time. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, let's see, let me pull my book out. This might pull me out in that book of because we got the other camps in the book of Jubilees. So I can get some hands on it. Put it out for me, Brother Titus. I got to get to my book. I think it's 10. Six or chapter 6 or 10. Let me get to my book and get my eyes on it. Where's my back? We're going to talk a little bit of something about how this thing's supposed to go because if you already had done your Passover, he let it be known that you got to do this thing from year to year on the 14th day. Remember, the sun go down on the 13th and I'm telling you right now, we know it's the 14th day. This thing has to be done from year to year the exact same way. But just so I get warmed up, Mother D.F. Israel, what do you say in Malachi chapter 3, verse number 6? And then Mother Z, give me the book of Hebrews, which is the book of the Israelites. Give me 13, verse number 8. Have that waiting for me, Mother Z. 13, verse number 8. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 6. And let's find out who we're dealing with.
Malachi chapter 3, verse number 6. For I am Yahweh. I change not.
What are you going to do?
I change not.
That's right.
Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
Hallelujah. Wow. So that means we're dealing with what type of man is he? What he gonna do, mother?
He don't change.
So Yahweh, we know Yahweh says, hey, listen, I don't change. Yeah, 13:6, Mother Z, in the book of Hebrews, the book of Israelites.
Excuse me.
Where the book of Jubilee We at chapter 6. We at verse 34, now page 35.
What page is
yeah, page 35. So that means the children of Israel got to make sure they keep this thing according to his commandments.
He started at 32,
right? He started at 33, ma'am.
33.
Yes, ma'am. But 32 is a great spot to kick it off at.
I'm going to bring that in.
Well, you can pick it back up at the top at verse 32 there, Brother Titus.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 6. Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And command you the children of Israel.
What do you command the children of Israel?
That they observe the years according to this reckoning, 364 days.
Okay.
And these constitute a complete year. And they will not disturb its time from its days, from its feet. For everything will fall out in them according to their testimony covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not leave out any day, nor disturb any feast. Verse 33.
33.
But if they do neglect.
If you neglect.
And do not observe them.
Okay.
According to his commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will disturb all their seasons.
Okay.
And the years will be dislodged from this order, and they will neglect their ordinance. Verse 34, and all the children of Israel will forget, and will not find the paths of the years, and will forget the new month and season,
mm-hmm,
and Sabbath, and they will go wrong as to the order of the year. Verse 4, mm-hmm, verse 35, for I know from henceforth shall I declare it unto you, and it is not of my own devising, for the book lieth written before me on the heavenly tablets. The division of days is ordained, lest they forget the feast of the covenant, walk according to the feast of the nation.
That's right.
After their error.
After their error.
After their ignorance.
After their ignorance.
36. But there will be those who will surely make observation.
Of what?
Of the moon.
Of the moon.
Now it disturbs the season, and coming in from year to year, 10 days to so.
Mm-hmm. Continue to read. 37. Now if you do that, what do you say?
Verse 37. For this reason the years will come upon them when they will disturb the order.
Disturb the order. See, when you're not doing the feast days according as it's written, what do you say you're doing?
Disturbing the order.
Disturbing the order. That's right, Mother D.S. Israel. You're disturbing the order according to what we can read. So if you're not doing this thing according to what we got done reading in the law, you are disturbing the order. Because you ain't doing it year to year on the 14th day, the month of Abib. He said you're observing the moon. Continue to read.
And make abominable day.
What day is come on if you're not doing it the right way?
And make abominable day.
Continue to read.
The day of testimony,
uh-huh,
covenant, and an unclean day, a feast day.
So you're making an unclean day a feast day, and this day not even a, what's the word I'm looking for? They ain't doing it on the correct day, but it's a hot day. They're not doing it on a hot day that he told to keep it on Sabbath day. Continue to read.
And they will confound all the days, the righteous with the unclean.
Mm-hmm.
And the unclean day with the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
For they will go wrong as to the month and Sabbath and feast and jubilee.
So that means if you're not doing it the correct way, you're going wrong and you're disturbing the order that Yahuwah set up. And this is an unclean day. It means you're observing the new moon. And Yahuwah has something to say about that, money. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 19. Let's see what he has to say about that Mother Eve. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 19, he called this what? they be observing the moon thing, he said something in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 19. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And lead thy step up mine, and lead thou lifted up thy eyes unto heaven. And when thou seest the sun, and the stars,
and the stars,
even all these, all the hosts of heaven, should be driven to worship them, and serve them, which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, has been.
So let's get a precept on that. And because he told you, he said, don't lift up your eyes into heaven. As Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, Brother Titus. What did he say in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 and 2? He told, don't lift up your eyes into the sun, the moon, and the stars. This thing, that's what the other nations do. That's what they do. They love to lift their eyes up to these things. Now let's get a precept in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 and verse number 2. As you're observing the moon, a abominable thing, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you got these things coming in too soon with your new moons. But now you look up one day, you're going to be talking about the Passover in the wintertime.
Keep watching that new moon if you want to.
Hallelujah.
You see, it took like Ramadan. They Ramadan one day will be in from spring into the winter, then it'll be fall one minute. You never know when it's going to land. So they follow the new moon. That's not on the 14th day of the same month from year to year in the month of AB. That's how we keep the Passover. Continue to read, Brother Todd.
And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven.
And don't you be dismayed looking at talking about some astrology and oh, look at the sun, and this means this. It's telling me about the signs of heaven and everything under the earth. All that. Don't be dismayed at none of that.
That's right. For the heathen, the nations.
The
heathen, the nation.
The heathen, the 17 nations. What do you say about them?
Are dismayed at them.
They are dismayed at the what? What are they dismayed at, Brother Titus?
The signs of heaven.
The signs. What are the signs you talking about? Let's go read in 1 Kings chapter 23, verse number 5.
1 Kings chapter 22.
Chapter 23, make that verse number 5.
1 Kings chapter 23, verse 5. 1 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
1 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5 reads. 1 Kings, chapter 23. 2
Kings, 23, verse 5.
All right,
2
Kings, chapter 23, verse 5.
Yeah, what do you say? I'm going to say that. Yeah,
2
Kings 23, verse 5.
2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he put down the idolatrous priests.
The dog, okay, put down the
shepherds'
priests. Uh-huh. Shepherds.
Shepherds, pastors.
Yep.
Bishops.
All of them. Yeah. Give them good, Titus.
Whom the king of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high place.
Mm-hmm.
In the cities of Judah.
In
the places round about Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Them also they burn incense unto Baal.
And to Baal.
Nimrod.
Nimrod. All right. We can roll with that. Come on.
Alright. To the sun. And to the moon.
To the moon.
To the sun.
To the sun.
And to the moon.
And to the moon.
And to the planet.
And to your Saturn, your Mars, your Jupiter.
And to all the hosts of heaven.
But Yahweh told us don't be dismayed at these things. Then he tells us to stay away from them. That's why we don't supposed to be paying attention to them, because now you think your Passover is when a new moon come around. But that's why he tells you don't be dismayed at these things. You know, because when they ain't do nothing but do it, Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Mother G.F. Israel. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. What do you say, Romans chapter 1, verse 25, Mother D.F. Israel? Because you remember, he said, don't be dismayed at these things, right?
Yeah.
Because we know they ain't do nothing. These 17 nations didn't do nothing but a Romans chapter 1, verse 25, Mother D.F. Israel. What do we read?
Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Who changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie,
mm-hmm.
and worship and serve the creature more than the creator.
So that's what they start doing when they start watching these new moons and being dismayed at the sun, moon, stars, the planet. He said, you're doing what?
Serving the creature more than the creator.
Hallelujah.
Who is blessed forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother Z, what do you call these things in the book of Joel, chapter 14, verse number 2? Yes, ma'am. Then we'll get back into this speech today a little bit more. We done beat that down good enough for them so they can understand that. Stop following that new moon to keep your feast day.
Joel, chapter 14, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14, verse 2,
Mother. Sorry about that. 14, verse 4.
Okay,
Job chapter 14, verse 4. Job chapter 14, verse 4.
Read.
Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean clean? Not one.
So remember, once you already made, you didn't keep the feast there according, you already know it's a bottom of thing. It's an unclean thing. Now let's go find out what Yahweh, who? Matter of fact, let's go read some Mother Eve back over there. All right.
Hey, I got a precept for that.
Well, put it on the table, Brother Ty. Let's go. Let's keep something going on the table.
All right, the book of Sirach, chapter 34.
Bring it out, Brother Ty.
Verse 4.
Hallelujah.
The book of Sirach, chapter 34, verse 4, read. Of an unclean thing, what should be clean? And from that thing, which is false, what truth can come?
Call that verse out again, Brother Ty.
Sirach, chapter 34, verse 4.
Hallelujah.
Alright, Brother Z. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes. No, I'm gonna take that.
Let's get back on this feast day and find out who kept this feast day. You got something on that? Chapter 19, and let's pick it up and find out what type of day this is. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 19, verse 31. Let's pick it up right there first. Remember, we're at the top part of the feast of the Passover, and the type of day this is, we're about to read what type of day this is. Of course, it thus says Yahweh. But I'm trying to put me on that, that red book. Give me a precept to that.
Chapter 1, verse 1.
All right, let Brother Joseph bring this wick on now. You know, we're gonna harmonize with this thing. And then throw the punch at it, you gotta knock him right on out. But as soon as he get done with that wick, just drop. And take all the wind out on Brother Titus.
Chapter 19, verse 31.
That's right.
So Yada Judah, therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day, but the Sabbath day was an high day.
So what type of day this is? We doing today, Brother Joseph?
A high day.
So this is a high day. That's what this day is. That's what this type of day is. This type of day is a high day. Brother Titus, give it a precept to it.
I got the book of, what's that, Sirach 33. Book of Sirach. And make that the book of Sirach. I got the book of Sirach, chapter 33, bring it by verse 7.
Hallelujah. Well, call somebody out to read.
All right, the book of Sirach, chapter 33. Sister Ruth Israel. It'd be Sirach, chapter 33. Pick up at verse 7, down to verse 9. Sirach, chapter 33, verse 7, down to verse 9.
Sirach, chapter 33, verse 7 to 9. Why does one day exhale another, when as all the life of every day in the year is of the verse 8. By the knowledge of Yahweh, they were distinguished.
Hallelujah.
And he taught to see them and speak.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Some of them have he made high days.
That's right.
And hollowed them. And some of them he has made ordinary.
Look, this is one of those high days that Yahweh had. He had made. This is for the 12 tribes of Israel to keep this Passover. Let me see what we can pull out in there was something that take place on this day. Let's go back and let's read in the book of St. John. Brother Joseph. We're going to stay in the book of St. John. And let's go read something in the book of St. John. 16.
Follow his steps.
Whose steps we gotta follow?
Continue to read.
Verse 22. Who did not transgress, neither was no guile found in his mouth.
There was no deceit. He ain't got no deceit bouncing in his mouth, right? But he said we should follow his steps. So let's see what his steps was like when he came around this time of the year. So we kept all those scriptures all over again. But let's go pick it up. Sister Ruth, let's go pick it up at chapter 22, the book of Luke, and let's pick it up at verse number 1, then drop down, pick it up at verse 7, and let's read down until we get to our point once you get to verse 7. So we're going to read 22 verse 1, we're going to drop down, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 7, and we're going to read until we get our point. Luke 22, verse 1, 7, and we'll pick it up right there.
Luke chapter 22, verse 1 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Now the feast of the unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. Verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed.
Hallelujah. Continue to read.
Verse 8. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. Verse 9. And they said unto him, where will thy that we prepare? Verse 10. And he said unto them, behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water.
But what do we know about that scripture as we read? Let me ask the question. He said, where what? We just read that last verse when he said what? Where what?
Where would I go to prepare?
Where would you go to prepare, right? Mm-hmm. All right, Brother Joseph. Let's go to Deuteronomy 16, verse number 6. Let's read that again. 16 verse 6. Remember, Yahweh's son gave us his lick, right? So if he's sending him to go to a specific place, let's go find out what got to be there. He's just going to see, in the old way, he gave us the lick, and he ain't going to keep the lick, so you got to go back and see what he's talking about. Back now, before you read that, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Psalm chapter 11, verse 3. Put your market there, because it's anywhere you look up, like. Yeah, I know. Just put your marker there. We're coming back to that Mother D.F. Israel, but we got to go back and see what he said in Psalms chapter 11, verse number 3, before we go read 16, verse number 6 of Deuteronomy. So we're going to Psalms chapter 11, verse number 3. And let's see what he said right there.
Psalms chapter 11, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
If the foundation be destroyed,
what can
the righteous do?
So that means we got to make sure that we got our foundation down packed, because if you destroy your foundation, you ain't got no righteous coming in. There ain't nothing you can do. Okay. Because the righteousness is inside of the foundation. So what's in the foundation? When y'all brought a son and said, hey, listen here. We're going to keep this Passover over here, way over here in this little spot up for this we're going to read about. But what got to be there? Let's go in the foundation, let's find out. In Deuteronomy 16, verse 6, who read that for? I ain't calling no name out. Read Deuteronomy 16, verse 6.
Brother,
oh, Brother Joseph.
Deuteronomy 16.
Thank you, Mother.
Deuteronomy 16.
Verse 6. Yeah, because don't forget, now keep in mind what they asked Yahweh the son over there in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 9. They asked him a question.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6. But at the place with Yahweh, your Yahweh shall choose the place's name, there you shall sacrifice of Passover at evening,
mm-hmm.
at the going down of the sun.
So that means that what's going to be there when he go do the when he say, hey, what place? What got to be there?
Yahweh name.
The name, that's right, hallelujah, Yahweh. The name got to be there. So what he's sending him to, let's go back with that in our mind. Let's go back and now let's read the scripture again, knowing that when Yahweh the Son sent him there, remember, the name got to be there, right?
Hallelujah.
So let's find out what he say. Let's go back to Luke chapter 22. Who's reading that? Sister Ruth. Now pick it up at verse number 10.
Luke chapter 22. Verse 10. And he said unto them, Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall be a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water.
Bearing a pitcher of water.
Follow him into the house where he entered.
Verse 11.
And you shall say unto the good man of the house.
That's right.
The master. Said
unto
thee, where is the guest chamber?
The guest chamber, that's right.
Where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples.
He said, verse 12.
And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished, there make ready.
And what's going to be there?
A furnished room.
But as we was reading, according to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse number 6, why did he choose this man as place? Because what's there?
Yahweh.
The name got to be there.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to go nowhere where his name ain't on that.
Hallelujah.
Because he already know, like, we're going to go to this place, this way, this, that. But I know one thing for certain, according to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6, I know their name got to be there, too.
Hallelujah.
So I know ain't no need for me even going in there. What I'm going in there for?
But like got to do with
darkness. Yeah, hallelujah. And since picking that up, Sister Ruth.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 22, verse 13.
That's where we at. Hallelujah.
And they went and found, and he had said unto them.
Look at that.
And they made ready the Passover.
And they made ready the Passover where his name was at.
Hallelujah.
That's what
Passover
that did.
Right now.
Now, hallelujah. And what's here?
The name.
The name got to be there. The name.
Hallelujah.
You got to go where the name at. That's the point we're making today. We want to clarify some things because we know the time you have to keep the feet today. We know it's not according to the new moon, no sun, moon, stars, no planets, none of that. We know it's got to be done year to year. We're going to have to be done on the 14th day or the first month of the month of Abib. It's the day called
April.
Yeah. Deuteronomy 16, 1. Bring it out.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. It say, observe the month Abib.
Hallelujah.
And keep the Passover until Yahweh the Son.
That's right.
For in the month of April, Yahweh brought you forth out of Egypt, or bondage,
not So we know in this month, April, which is according to the time that we know it's 8 bid, we know that today is called April. This is the time you're supposed to keep this Passover.
Hallelujah.
And
2:6 in there. Deuteronomy 16, verse 6.
Hallelujah.
But at the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening.
When?
At the going down of the sun.
Oh, so not at no 1:00 in the afternoon when other camps be having
that, At the going down of the sun.
At
the season that Yahweh came for us.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
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 So,
all right.
Okay, I got you. All right. Okay. We have to just read.
So Ruth got something you want to put on the table. Go ahead and put it up there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, y'all. Let's get that thing.
You got something to put on the table.
I'm touching bases with that name when we just came from out of in Luke 22.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians
chapter 5, verse 4 through 8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 4. In the name of our Yahweh, when ye are gathered together in my spirit with the power of Yahweh, verse 5, to deliver such.
Hold on, say that again, together. Read that again,
sister group. I'm at 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Hallelujah, come on.
4.
Together. One more
time.
In the name of Yahweh,
when we are together.
Hallelujah,
In my spirit with the power of Yahweh.
His spirit got power, huh?
Verse 5.
You got to be together with it. Hallelujah, come on.
Verse 5. To deliver such and one unto Satan.
Come on, keep it going.
For the destruction of the flesh. That the spirit may be saved in the day of Yahweh.
Your flesh needs to save. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on with it.
Your honoring is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leavens the whole
lump? Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven.
Renew your mind.
He may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
For even Yahweh, our Passover, is sacrificed.
What he is? What Yahweh is?
Our Passover.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh is our Passover. Come on now. Come on. Bring it out.
Sacrifice for us.
He did what?
Sacrifice
for us. Okay, now we got to do what? Sacrifice what? I like to hear. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Keep that feast.
Now with all of
us. We here. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We're back,
of malice and wickedness. But with the unleavened bread of sincerity.
Sincerity. Sincerity and truth. What does that word sincerity mean, brother? Titus, look it up. We need to know what sincerity means.
Pull that word out.
What does that word sincerity mean?
Hallelujah,
boy. Sincerity.
Hallelujah, boy. Okay. All right, I'm going to get a better definition of it.
I'm doing.
Okay. All right, sincerity. I'm reading out the Merriam's dictionary, Merriam-Webster dictionary. Okay, it says here, sincerity, the quality or state of being sincere, honesty of mind, freedom from hypocrisy.
Honesty of mind. And freedom from what?
Hypocrisy.
Okay. You know hypocrites here, right?
Hallelujah,
Hope not. Only
Yahweh
know who that
impostor
is.
Hallelujah,
come on.
Hold on. It's Yahweh.
Come on. Keep it going.
All right. Okay. It says right here, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, right? It says, my spirit, but what was that spirit?
Hallelujah.
You got to catch up what that spirit is.
Bring it out, brother. Mm-hmm.
With the definition of spirit here, real quick, to the feet. Okay, Mother Z, give me Proverbs. Give me Proverbs 1:23, real quick.
Proverbs
chapter 1, verse 23. Okay,
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
And Sister Ruth had me in John 6:63.
Hallelujah.
What's the precept?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 reads, turn ye at my reproof.
Hallelujah.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Hallelujah.
I will make known my words unto you.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Right.
24.
You got to
put that in there.
24? Because I have called and he refused.
Huh?
I have stretched out my hand and no man regard.
Nobody's paying attention.
Yahweh.
All right, John 6:63.
John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickens.
Hallelujah. Well,
the flesh profiteth nothing.
Hallelujah. Well,
the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hallelujah. Well,
let's see who we go pull this spirit out on. So we can be specific, because we don't want to make sure we leave no room for these other nations to feel like they got a chance to get what belongs to
us. Hallelujah.
So let's go to the book of Joel. Sister Ruth. Well, matter of fact, Sister Duke. Let's go to the book of Joel. And let me get my eyes on it. One chapter 2. But I want to pick it up. Hold on. I'm thinking about something else in my mind right now. And if I can get there in time. All right, let's go to the book of Joel. And let's pick it up at chapter 2. Yeah, that's what I want. And let's pick it up at verse number 27. All right, let's read that. Let's see what verse 27 reads.
Joel chapter
2,
verse
27. Mm-hmm.
27 and 28.
Mm-hmm. Verse 27
reads, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
So who is this referring to?
Israel.
But he's talking about he's in the midst of Israel. What did he say, Sister Judy?
And that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So he in the midst of Israel. And who does Yahweh belong to?
Hallelujah. Well,
Israel. Come on, let's go.
And none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Never be ashamed.
What do you say in verse 28?
Verse 28 reads, and it shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass.
Afterwards, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
But who's the all flesh he's talking about?
Israel
is the all flesh he's referring to. Continue to read.
And your son,
Israel.
And your daughter.
Mr. and Mrs. Israelite. What did he say about
it? Hallelujah. Your old men shall dream dreams.
That's right.
Your young men shall see visions.
So this is all pertaining to the 12 tribes of Israel. All right, over to you, Brother Titus, Israel.
Yahweh.
All right. Let me get one more in, because we can make sure we know what they're talking about this prophesied. Let's put that on the table, too, so we won't give them nobody room for error to say they don't know what they're talking about, and by the way, they just come out, oh, we're going to be prophesizing and, you know, all that, and, you know, you hear a lot of people say a lot of things. But let's go to the book of let's go to the book of Numbers. Let's see how this prophesied and went. So, remember, Mother D.F. Israel, read even that song. He come back to my D.F. Israel. Don't pull my hair off today. Hallelujah, God. There you go, young lion.
That's all. Wait, he said, y'all want to say read 28 now. It is 29.
Well, we'll put him, bring him in. He got it in.
Ezekiel 39, 28, 29. He said, then shall they know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, which caused them to be led into captivity among the strangers. But I have gathered them unto their own land. Hallelujah, Yahweh, and have left none of them anymore there. Verse 29. Neither will I have my faith anymore from them. I have poured out my spirit upon the nation of Israel, said Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Let me get a preacher on that, y'all. Get it up, sis. Get it up.
7:19 of 1 Samuel. That what you just got to read must be what? According to 1 Samuel 7:19. 7:19. All right. What it says 1 Samuel 7:19 then?
Going to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 7, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 19. At my first arm. 7.
Probably 2 Samuel.
Yeah, well, man, I'm all over the place.
Monday, 2nd,
7, verse 7, right? Chapter 7, right?
Chapter 7, verse 18.
What I'm saying is I'm all over the place. We got him. So, yeah, y'all in the place. Well, I'm looking for a statement that, you know, I just got to read about something I want to kind of put a precept of that.
Yeah.
Second
Samuel, probably. Yeah.
Second Samuel. With who to you?
Moses.
Hallelujah. What? Verse 17.
17. And I will come down and talk with you there.
Mm-hmm.
And will take the spirit which is upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And will put it upon them.
So what's the spirit that he's putting upon them that we just got done reading?
Word. Oh, I got one for you.
Let's knock this on out. We can finish this on out, then go ahead and get what you got coming after this, Brother Joe.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Which is upon you,
mm-hmm.
and will put it upon them.
Mm-hmm.
And they should bear the burden of the people with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you should bear not yourself alone.
Okay. Verse 25.
25. Yeah. And Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took the spirit that was upon him. And gave it unto the 70 elders.
So what's in the table for this word spirit? The what?
Word.
The word.
Hallelujah.
The word. He gave it to the who?
The 70 elders
got to live now, right?
Yahweh.
Okay. Continue to read.
And it came to pass that when the word rested upon them.
Because he said, Moses, you ain't going to be through this thing all by yourself. You're going to need some help.
Hallelujah. Well.
And what he said again, Titus, read that part again. I think Mother said something, correct me about something. Read that part again. And what?
All right, verse 25.
Yeah, what did he say?
Yahweh came down in the cloud and spake unto him.
Spoke to Moses.
And took his word.
Now, he took the spirit, which was the word that he had on him. What did he do?
Was upon him.
It was upon Moses.
And gave it to the 70 elders.
So he gave it to the chief man. He's the officer.
And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them.
So now they got the word.
Hallelujah.
And what they do?
They prophesied.
What they do?
They did not speak.
So when he said they prophesied, what they were doing?
Speaking his word.
They were teaching that book.
Teaching.
They were that book down. Verse number 26.
Verse 26. And there remained two of the men in the camp.
Mm-hmm. Watch this.
The name of the one was Eladah.
Eldad,
and the name of the other, Medad.
That's right.
And his spirit rested upon them.
So they too got the link too. So they know the word.
Hallelujah! Wow, they
came
in that time.
Hallelujah! Wow. And what happened?
And they were of them that were rich.
Okay. And what happened?
But went not out of the temple.
But it was two of them that was left back, but 70 of them got it. But these two, they ain't go to the temple. But what happened? What they do?
And they prophesied in the camp.
Verse 27.
Hallelujah.
Verse 27.
They ain't have no temple there.
What?
Where's
the tabernacle?
Hallelujah.
Let's go. The tabernacle.
Pull it out, Elder. Let's go, Mama. Let's go.
All right.
Behold, you shall call a nation that you know is not, and
and the nation that knew you not shall run unto you because of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and for the righteous one of Israel, for he has honored Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Verse 6, seek ye Yahuwah while he may be found. Call ye upon Yahuwah's name while he is near. Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahuwah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Yahuwah, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahuwah. Verse Isaiah 56, verse 1 and 2, it says, thus said Yahuwah, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Verse 2, blessed is the man or woman that do this, and the son of man that laid hold on his book, that keep the Sabbath from polluting it, and keep his hand from doing any evil. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right. I'm going to preach that to Isaiah 55. He says, so shall my word turn to the void. Give me Psalm 147. Give me Psalm 147. Sister Ruth Israel. Give me Psalm 147. Pick it up at verse 15.
Let's see what they're doing out here.
Chapter 147, verse 15. He sendeth forth his commandments and Torah instructions upon the earth.
Hallelujah. Wow.
His word runneth very swiftly.
His run very running very swiftly.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm swift with it, brother.
Verse 16, he giveth snow the wool.
He giveth snow like wool?
He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. Verse 17, he casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold?
Nobody.
Verse
Nobody.
18,
that word is from hell. Go ahead.
Verse 18, he sendeth out his word. And melted them. Ooh, melted them.
And melted them with the word, that word.
He causes his wind to blow and the water flow.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Yeah,
let that water flow. Keep it going.
Verse 19. He showeth his word unto Israel.
Ooh, it's a Jacob. Hold on. Jacob. That's a Jacob.
Okay.
Israel,
hallelujah. Come on.
Israel.
Come on. Let's go.
His statutes and his judgment unto Israel. Verse 20. He has not dealt so with any nation.
Well, what? Hold on. Read that again.
He has not dealt so with any nation.
Oh, he ain't gave nobody else his word.
And as for his judgment, they have not known them.
They don't know it.
Praise
you. They don't even know his name.
That's right. So that means no other. If you ain't from the tribe of Judah, the fourth son of Israel, not supposed to have this book. Matter of fact, especially Esau, his five sons.
Oh, say it again. Bring it out, brother. Bring it out.
Give me your son, chapter 50, real quick.
Bring that out, brother.
They not supposed to have this book on. Anyway.
Bring that out, Psalm 51.
When they open this book, it's destruction on them anyway. Once we get an order, y'all probably gonna. I'm telling you.
Psalm 50. What you say, brother?
Psalm 50. Let me get there. Psalm 50, pick it up at verse 16. All right, go ahead and bring it out, young lion.
Hallelujah. Well, hey, Psalm 50, verse 16. But unto the wicked, Yahuwah said, what have you to do to declare my statutes, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth?
Let's go to the book of Malachi real quick.
That's
I'm going to get there. Book of Malachi real quick. Go to Book of Malachi. Let's see what this wicked is he's talking about. Go to Book of Malachi. All right, pick it up at verse 1. Uh-huh. All right, Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to read down to verse 1 to 4. Malachi, chapter 1, verse 1, down to verse 4. All right, Sister Judy, Israel, and see you, Roy.
Y'all, so what people fit that
they run things by the sword even today. Who would that be? They sell everything by the bullet now, the gun,
police,
the airplane. Who would want to sell everything by putting you to death if you don't go along with state policy? What people fit that right there today?
The white people.
That's right.
The white people.
So-called white people.
So-called white
people. One is in power today.
Joe Biden.
One is in power today. Get that prophecy. That is Esau. Descendants right there. They sell everything by the sword. They don't sell nothing by reason with anybody. They kill to take what they want.
Even each other.
Even today.
Yahweh, here go the wicked. Here go the wicked right here, brother. Here you go, Yahweh. Just put it right in my face. Malachi 2, verse 11, brother. Read it.
Call name out.
Brother Titus, read it.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 11.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 11. And it reads, Malachi chapter 2, verse 11. Judah had dealt treacherously. And an abomination is committed in Israel and in Judah. For Judah hath profaned the righteousness of Yahweh, which he loved, and had married the daughter of his strange Yahweh.
Uh-oh, that right.
Excuse me, dear. I want to hit on Esau a little bit.
Okay.
Can
okay.
I?
Go ahead.
I got a verse on him in Obadiah.
Before you put in Obadiah, let me put this right here on the table real fast. Malachi 3. Verse 13 to 14.
Okay.
I want you to read. Go ahead. Malachi 3, verse 13 to 14.
Malachi chapter
3,
verse 13
and
14.
Oh, this is what
the
evil said, huh? Come on.
Your words have been
Wait.
Stout against me, said Yahweh. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee?
Ooh, come on, Yahweh.
Verse 14. You have said,
it is vain.
Vain to serve.
That's what they said?
Yahweh.
It's vain to serve
that one. What profit is it that you have kept his ordinance and that you have
mournfully
before Yahweh
opposed? Oh, man, Yahweh. That's what's going on. Verse 12.
I got something.
Put it on there, Mom.
Job chapter 9, verse 24.
Job chapter 9, verse 24.
Sister Judah.
It's the Jew. Job chapter 9, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
Woo! That's a difference.
He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
That's a good question. Ooh, bring that out. That's a good question, Mama. Where he at? Hallelujah, bring that out. Hallelujah,
the one we pay our bills to, huh?
We gonna pay our bill, huh? Say, don't pay your bill, find out who he is, huh?
Right.
Get put out, huh?
Right.
Hallelujah, hey, man. He living in fat, huh?
Hallelujah,
he got the fatness of the land, huh?
Yeah, when you prophesied, you didn't get it, was it?
Right.
Fatness of the land?
Righteous are in authority. The people rejoice. But when the wicked
spirit rules, the people mourn.
Mm. So what are we today?
We mourning out.
Hallelujah.
We're running out there. Read that. grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do ear in their mouth. They ain't got it all.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not known my ways.
They have known what?
They don't know my ways.
Okay.
They ain't got it all, and they don't know my ways. All
right.
Verse 11. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. They ain't going to be no teacher to me.
They mean they
he said he swear his wrath, they ain't going to be teacher for him.
He said
they're
not
going to enter into his rest. That rest.
That
rest. That word. Hallelujah. Why? Break it down.
Yeah, I pull this out.
Let out, right?
I gotta try to go back to the last one.
Psalm 69, verse 34. Read, let the heaven and earth praise Yahweh, the seas and everything that moves therein. That's what it's all about, right? Man, praise. Hell, hallelujah, Yahweh. Let them all praise. That's what it's all about. Praise, Yahweh, hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hey, keep it going.
What
I'm saying?
All right, let's go.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, So, is Hebrews 4:11 a precept to that?
Put it out, Mama. It's in your spirit, Yahweh.
That's where we at, right? That's where I was coming to, Mother. He's right on the head.
A certain place on the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
on this wise. And Yahweh did rest the 7 days from all his work.
So that rest is the
7 days.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's go a little bit farther.
We need to know, Mom.
Well, let's go a little bit farther than just the Sabbath. Let's see what. Now, we know we got a Sabbath day rest, right?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Now we got to do some precept, though, because we do have a Sabbath day rest. That is true and square. But let's find out a little bit more about this rest, though. Yeah. That's what he wanted. He got his death from the elder right there, right now. He said something to swallow up. And
I'm saying, I can do the rest.
Yeah.
Then he said, you don't want to be counted like the people of unbelief.
Yeah, he
got
to swallow
that out too, so you know what happened to the people that was unbelief.
Okay. All right. Let's see. My dear Israel, let's go to the book of, let's go to Ezekiel. And let's go to 43, stick down to verse number 7. Yes, ma'am. I don't know if we can pay attention to that, but we can always come back to it. We got 7 days. Well, but we got Ezekiel. Let's pick it up at chapter 43, stick down to verse number 7, and let's see what it says.
Ezekiel 43. Verse 6 down to 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the, temple.
Out of the temple, yes, ma'am.
Out of the temple. And the man stood by me. Verse 7. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the sole of my feet,
and the place of the soles of my feet,
where I dwell in.
He said, it's the place that I'm going to dwell in.
The midst of the children of Israel forever.
That's where he at, huh?
Uh-huh. So he said, the place that I'm going to dwell in is in
the midst of the children of Israel.
For how long?
Forever.
Okay, continue to read.
And my righteous name shall the temple, the family of Israel, no more defile.
Defile what?
Neither they nor their king by their
spiritual fornication.
Okay. Nor by the carcass of their king in their high place.
He said, children Israel ain't going to defile his name no more.
Right.
But look, he also gave a description of where he stand at and where his throne at, right? Now let's go back. Let's go back some hundred years before this was said, and let's go see what King David had to say. Brother Titus.
Excellent precept.
Let's go to the book of Psalms 132.
Hey, Sister Micaiah, y'all want to say read that 11, bro? 10 and 11, yeah.
What's the 10 and 11?
The rest of what y'all was just talking about.
But the one thing it is, I don't want to lose the case of point here. Cause if I go to 10 and 11, it might take us somewhere else. We need to get something out of this at this very moment because it's a resting place that we want to make sure we know what we're talking about.
Hold that thought
because we can come back at 10 and 11. But let's see what is Yahweh talking about at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the book of... we're going to Brother Titus, tell me out here. We're going to Psalms 132.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pick it up at verse number 1. And let's read down until we get to our point.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to book of Psalms 132.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 132, verse 1.
What it read? Let me get the powerful reading out of it.
I'll just jump down to verse number 13 and 14, figure verse 11. We hit that one to get an idea of it.
Okay, we can jump
on down to verse number 11, down to 14.
And that'll kind of
tie it on in.
Then you tie that back in with Ezekiel. He'll make a plan in Ezekiel. He's going to pull that person from Ezekiel. So go ahead. I mean, go and get that one in. Get down to verse 11, down to verse 14. Then tie that in with Ezekiel.
What's that? Ezekiel, what was that same Ezekiel or 14?
Yeah, no, that's equal.
42?
43.
Yeah, he's going to tell you something plain. He's going to tell you something real plain in 43. He's going to tell you something real plain. So I have to get that. We had that first rate waiting on you. He's going to make something real plain in Ezekiel.
All right, so on chapter 132, verse 1, let's get down to verse 11 through 14.
Yeah, 11, 14, be action. That's to get right to the point.
Psalm 132, verse 1. Mm-hmm. Y'all probably remember David and all his affliction.
Okay.
Verse 11. Y'all probably has sworn the truth unto David.
Mm-hmm.
He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of your body will I set upon your throne. Verse 12. If your children will keep my covenant.
That's right.
And my testimony. That I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon your throne forevermore.
Pay attention to verse 13.
Verse 13. For Yahweh have chosen Yahdah Judah.
He chosen Yahdah Judah.
He has designed it for his habitation.
For who habitation?
Yahweh.
So he desired Yahdah, he chosen Yahdah Judah to desire it for his habitation.
Yes.
Verse 14. What is that?
14. This is my rest.
This is my rest.
Forever.
Uh-huh.
Here will I dwell.
Uh-huh.
For I have desired it.
For I have desired it. Mm-hmm. Where is this rest at? All right. Let's go back and read Ezekiel chapter 43. And let's read those verses again, 6 and 7.
And put 10 and 11 with it.
And then we can drop 10 and 11 with it. Then we can drop
10 through 11
and 12. We can pop those in. Now, pull that out. Who was reading that?
Ezekiel 43.
Now, I'm on the chair. You got the whip out in and got the joke. They kind of bought with these double breath. That's out now.
Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 6, 7,
And 10 through 12. Now remember, we're going back and reading this with the understanding of what we just got done reading in the book of Psalms, chapter 132, verse 13 and 14, which you hit.
Yeah.
All right, keep that in mind as you read 6 and 7.
All right. Ezekiel 43,
mm-hmm.
verse 6. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the temple. The temple, and the man stood by me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne,
mm-hmm.
and the place of the sole of my feet,
mm-hmm.
where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we got the throne. Oh,
hallelujah, wow!
Okay.
And in my righteous name,
hallelujah, wow,
shall the family of Israel
mm-hmm.
no more be defiled, neither they nor their king by their water, nor by the carcasses of their king in their high place. Verse 10.
So before you read verse 10, now what was this rest
at? Kingdom in the midst of Judah.
The midst of Judah.
Yahweh.
That's where the rest he was talking about. Where it's thrown at.
Yeah.
Now we can keep going forward with this while this can be it can go a long way.
The whole of Israel's feet is the throne, huh?
Well, Where he say he was at according to 132? Where David said his rest was at? Where his throne was at? Where his place
in that temple, huh?
But where is it at? Remember, we just got done reading 132,
mm-hmm.
verse 14. He said, this is my rest forever.
All that Sabbath
here where I dwell, for I desired it. Verse 13, he said, he chosen who?
Zion.
Zion, which is the new word for Yada Judah. He had desired it for his habitation.
Hallelujah. What?
This is his rest.
Hallelujah. What?
So when we were talking about him, he said he's not going to enter his rest, where they were not going to enter.
Yada Judah.
They ain't gonna make it to the king.
Let's go to John. Regular book of John. who this king is real quick. I'm going to the regular book of John. Who this king is. I just go to John, to make that John chapter 1.
Yeah.
1-1?
Nope.
All right, John chapter 1. John chapter 1, make that 49. John chapter 1, verse 49. Who wants to read? Now go ahead and bring it out, though, young lion. John chapter 1, verse 49. And it reads, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, or teacher, you are the son of Yahweh, the Father. You are the king of Israel. Hallelujah, God. All right, yeah, like you said, the word rabbi. Let's see if that rabbi holds up. Real quick, we know Esau, the five son, called himself that, rabbi.
They
called that, but let's see. That rabbi, the kid that can hold up, let's go to Matthew real quick.
That's right. Bring it on now, Brother Tyler.
Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 23.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 23, Mother D. Matthew chapter 23. Pick it up at verse 8 and verse 10.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 8 and verse 10. Verse 8. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master. Even Yahweh the Son.
That's whatever rabbi means, master.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And all ye are brothers. You say 8 and 9?
Verse 10.
Neither be ye called master, for one is your master.
Hallelujah.
Even Yahweh the Son.
Hallelujah. That's the big master right there.
I got another hit on that. Let's go to John real quick. I got one more hit on that real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's go to John real quick. Regular book of John. Go to regular book of John real quick. Go to the regular book of John. Give me John chapter 13. John chapter 13, 13 and 14. Sister Judith. Israel, Steve Roy.
John chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13 reads, "Ye call me Master and Yahweh, and ye say, well, for so am I."
Hallelujah. Well.
Verse 14 reads, "If I then, your Yahweh and Master, have washed your feet, ye also
shall wash another one's feet."
Wash
Hallelujah. Well.
Another's feet.
Hallelujah.
I got a question. So while he was at this particular time, he was washing feet. So what he was saying? When did he do that?
Just in the temple,
when? When did he do that?
He wash my feet.
Now, y'all watch
it. Y'all watch
son.
Yeah, she nailed over there. Oh, verse 1 said, now before the feast of the Passover, when Yahweh the Son knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. So that was at the Last Supper right there.
He washed feet.
At the Last Supper, he washed feet.
Okay,
he yeah, he was washing feet. Hallelujah. See, I ain't glad that way he's doing it.
I'm just saying.
Your mother over here talking about watching his feet. But you know what, watch, come on, let's go over there. We got to bring that up. What's the word wash you up, right? What verse is that?
We supposed to be exactly.
I don't know, but the word.
Exactly, let me tell you, you're not
very cute.
Jump on me.
Just say, ready.
I will not
sit beside you.
Right
over there. Okay.
You gotta put that anointing on the first. Hallelujah.
Yeah, y'all flow. Y'all real flow.
Then they sit down with the meal.
All right,
then and they sit down with the meal, make it, and then after they was eating, then he pulled it up. Then he pulled it up.
Verse 2. You shall therefore